This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this is to commemorate this last hour. Let's go with a bang, as next week we won't even be on the air this time of night. So joining me now is Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir. Okay, I was told Dean was there. Is Dean there?
Hear me there at the show.
Okay, there you are. I didn't hear anything you just said until right that last show.
I said it's an honor to be on the last hour of this time on a Friday.
Yeah, that's right. You will be the last. Yours will be the last words heard, I'm afraid. Of course, we'll just be done earlier starting next week. That's all beside the case.
Well,
that's all beside the case. Let's do a little talking. Anything in particular you want to talk about? I know that you have.
Well, I wrote an article about this controversy between John Lott and Adam Lankford about how many mass shootings there are in the world versus the United States.
Right.
And it got rather academic because you really have to go into the deep details to figure out what the bones of contention are.
Isn't Lankford is he the one that gets out there and publishes reports without telling people how he came to these conclusions?
Well, he's actually written quite a few academic articles. One of the big problems with this particular report is he refuses to release his data.
Right.
And that's just a big red flag for any scientific report. And we see the same thing, unfortunately, in a lot of the, I would call, so-called climate research. But one of the main ways that you work the scientific process is to make your data public so other people can see if they can duplicate your results. And Lankford just refuses to release his list of what incidents he used for his paper. So what John Lott did is they tried to recreate what he had done, and they finally got a definition out of him of what he meant by a mass shooting. And it turned out that the way that he looked at things, it was more of when there was a single perpetrator in a mass shooting. Well, that covers most of the mass shootings in the U.S., but even he included a couple of cases where there were two mass shooters and two people involved in a mass shooting. And then he had this kind of idiosyncratic definition of what is a terrorist mass shooting. Is it sponsored or not? And if it was, quote, sponsored, which I'm not sure what really that meant, then he didn't count it. But if it wasn't sponsored, and I'm not, you know, he never says what that means, then he did count it. So it's just hard to know exactly
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Does Lott define a mass shooting the same way the FBI defines a mass shooting?
That's the definition that he used in his study, yes.
Okay,
and
so why is it that
hinted that he did, but then he didn't really.
Yeah.
So but if you look at the data, and I think John Lott and Carlisle, his co-author in this study, that they basically said, yes, the U.S. seems to have a higher proportion of singular mass shooters than the rest of the world. But a lot of it is the reporting is so bad. And this is another thing that Lankford says that he went from 1966 to 2012, but it's really hard to get any reports, and a lot of stuff just is not reported before the internet gets out. And even with the internet and Lawton Carlyle went from 1998 to 2012, so you're looking at rather different periods, but it's just really hard to get data back further, especially in other languages. And so there's a lot of unknown there.
Right.
And so I basically, I thought I did a pretty good job describing what was going on, and the definitions become really important because it's all been very political. And when you come down to it, when you pick a very rare event, such as a mass shooting, and you try to make policy on it, it's really a bad idea. You should be looking at, well, first off, you should be looking at the Constitution and saying some things are just off the table. We're not going to reduce the number of firearms in the U.S. by law because we have the Second Amendment. So you look at it from a pragmatic standpoint. Do these policies, or are they likely to reduce the overall homicide rate or the overall suicide rate? And I'd say suicide is, to a large extent, a personal choice, but we don't see that gun ownership has any real effect on the overall homicide or the overall suicide rate. So in a way, looking at mass shooting is just a way to focus on guns and saying we need legislation on guns. Because a mass shooting is not a mass murder by arson or explosive or by car. So it's just a way to, for the people that publish these things and make them popular, to focus on guns and on gun control. And so we find that the media goes all out. They give far more coverage to mass shootings than they do to mass killings by arson or explosive. And it's just a way for them to push their policy preference.
You know, one thing that the very thing that Langford did by not releasing his data so people could look at that and try to replicate it, that's the way they that's the exact model they used out of Britain for the coronavirus.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's the same problem. And
isn't it interesting that for gun control, climate change and coronavirus, the same sort of template is used in the modeling?
What you have is people essentially using the name science and the idea of science to push their policy preferences. They're not actually doing science if they don't release their data or release the model. And flat out, I can tell you, I do not trust computer models. And if they won't release the code and the data, there's no reason to trust them at all. And I personally know of a situation, it was 40 years ago, where a huge multi-million dollar mining property was basically just abandoned, all the money that was put into it, because a Marxist professor had his graduate students write up a model which claimed they were making exorbitant profits. It wasn't true. And then the legislature said, oh, well, then we should tax them like this guy says, and because of the exorbitantly high taxes put on the mine, it never got done. So it's really bad policy to base legislation on computer models.
Yeah. I wonder if we'll learn anything from this. I wonder if we'll learn anything from this. I tell you what.
I think people are becoming more skeptical.
We're coming up on the break. We can examine that after the break. I would like to, as a matter of fact. For those of you who like, I know a lot of you wait for when Dean's going to be on the show. And you can find most of what we talk about, unless I ask him a question. Most of what we talk about, he's already written about, and you can find all of that at Ammoland. Or you can find the last 1,500 articles he's written. Go ahead and start that, and as soon as you have done that, he'll tell you where to find the other 1,500. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you.
firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We are speaking with Dean Weingarten, and I had asked him this question, and I mean, it sort of seems to me that a bunch of politicians, a lot of times, they go off sort of half-cocked because they don't know everything, and they've got this model in play. Should this be something we try to have prohibited, perhaps by legislation, where they got to get that this study has to be studied a little bit? We got to find out the efficacy of the study before we move on.
It's very difficult to prevent the legislature from doing anything by passing legislation. Sometimes it can work. I think what we need to promote is just skepticism about these models. Most models on any kind of sort of social or legislation just can't be validated. Somebody just puts in inputs that they like, they look at the output of the model, and if it doesn't produce what they want, they change the inputs until they get what they want.
Right.
And that's, in a very short version, what essentially happens with the climate models, too. And I know a little bit more about that because I worked professionally with people who did that sort of thing for a couple decades. And especially on something like the climate, or on weather you do it particularly, too, you look at the product of the model, and on weather it's not so bad because you can look at how it related to the last 3 hours or the last day and say, did it work or not? And you're constantly getting validation. But on something like climate change, where you're looking at the next 50 or 100 years, you can't get any validation. It's impossible. And the historical record is nowhere near obvious enough or have a fine enough resolution for you to validate a model or not. So you can't validate any of these models on a climate. And on social theory, it gets even worse because you even have a huge argument about what you're measuring and how to measure it. So models just are not a good thing to use. All they are is cover for somebody's opinion about what they want. And so we should not rely on them. They're a form of propaganda, is what I would say. They're just a cover to try to give a scientific gloss to someone's opinion. And having people being skeptical about them is probably one of the best things we can have.
Well, that's fine and everything, but I also think that it certain things, you know, the all of these things that they want to push these models on, if you notice, they always have to do with us having to give something up.
Oh, absolutely. And what this is part of is what I call the progressive philosophy of governance, which is the people are dumb, they don't know anything, they don't know what they want, they don't know what's best for them, so they have to be ruled by experts. But the way that works out is for any policy that you want to put in place, you can find an expert who backs it up. So some politician decides what policy works out best for him and his party, and then he finds experts to back him up.
Right.
And then it's sold as being scientific. But it isn't. It's just that that's what he wanted for whatever reason. So the idea of being ruled by experts is a very bad idea. And it just comes down to whatever the person who has the power wants, because he'll pick experts that agree with him. I've seen this particularly bad in state legislators, because a lot of times they will just defer to university experts, which are almost universally on the left. So you'll have a state legislature said, well, I don't, if I can show that some expert wants this, then it's not me pushing the policy. It's this guy from the university, and I can say, you know, I'm just going with the expert.
Now, see, with the COVID-19, with that model that came out, did a Google engineer, software engineer, took a look at this and took a look at everything going on with it?
Oh, yeah.
And his recommendation was that academia have this power taken away from them, and that how do you take it away from? Well, I mean,
yeah.
you simply just don't pay any attention to it, and if you want to study you turn that over.
Paper.
Yeah, you turn that over to insurance.
It's very well done.
Yeah.
Paper. He stated the case brilliantly, and I have, you know, personal experience with exactly what he how he implied it worked, and he's right. And yeah, the insurance people would be better because they have to deal with reality. If they make bad calculations or bad predictions, they lose money.
Right. And then, so, you know, appoint a manager to oversee this and make sure everything's being done right and to watch the process and everything and make sure that's being done right and actually enforce a set of rules.
The rules might work, for example, that you have to let everybody see all your data and have the model be open code so that people who can read code and understand it can go in and say, well, this doesn't work. That mine project I'm talking about, at the time I was fluent in Fortran, I could read it like English.
Right.
It was about a 1,000-line program, and I started reading and go, wait a minute, this character is backwards. That's a cost, not a profit.
Yeah.
Totally changed the entire output of the model. But
for those who don't know, let me explain something just so people know, Dean, because most people don't know what Fortran is. That's an old computer language.
Sorry.
Formula translation is what it stood for. Yeah. So I just wanted to make sure everybody knew what that was. Most people see either Windows or Android or iOS, Apple OS.
Yeah, well, it preceded all of those, and it was even run on things like the 360 IBM.
Yeah.
That kind of gives an idea.
That was back when you had to write a flow chart to actually put a program together. Yeah.
You're bringing back old memories.
Yeah, well, I dabbled in that a little bit as a youth, so I do know what you're talking about, and I don't know how to do it. I couldn't do it now if I had to. But I remember walking into a room and seeing a flow chart just taking up the whole wall. And that was just to make it sound like it was a band, just to make the computer make sounds to play a song. So anyway, we're coming up on the next break. And, Dean, according to the publisher of Ammoland, Freddie Real, Dean has been read by more people in the gun genre than anybody else in the United States, which makes him the big dog. And if you want to be a part of that ecosystem and look at all the different stuff that he looks at, all you have to do is go to Ammoland. It's all right there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House, President Trump says testing for coronavirus has come a long way.
But what's happened with testing is incredible. So as of this morning, we've done 8.5 million tests. And yesterday alone, in one day, we did 300,000 tests. And that's an incredible tribute. And now they have the test where it takes you 5 minutes. That was a test that didn't even exist. Everything had to go to a lab. It would be sent to the lab, so it takes a day, and then it takes another day, but it takes you 3, 4, 5 days if they do a good job.
The April unemployment rate rose to 14.7%. All that being said, your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow gained 455 points to finish at 24,331. The S&P was up 48. The NASDAQ added 141. You're listening to USA Radio News. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the FBI was looking for dirt on former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn that they did not have.
The interrogation of Michael Flynn was not an inquiry. Make no mistake, it was a trap.
McEnany also saying at a White House press briefing that the FBI tried to manufacture a crime against Flynn in the Russia probe. A white father and son are under arrest for the shooting of an unarmed black man in Georgia. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Gregory McMichael and his adult son Travis McMichael facing murder and aggravated assault charges for the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery back in February. Video of the incident showing Arbery jogging in a neighborhood near Brunswick when he's confronted by the men and is then apparently shot by the younger McMichael. A Friday run held by those calling for justice for Arbery. The run goes 2.23 miles to mark the date of Arbery's death.
More news can be found on USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we're talking to Dean Weingarten and talking about some stuff that's been going on. Can we talk about these Canadian cops that attacked the Star Wars guy?
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. What happened is that there's a restaurant. I think it's called in a town called Lethbridge in Alberta, Canada. And as I recall, the name of the restaurant was the Coco Vanilla Intergalactic Cantina, or maybe Galactic Cantina. And obviously it had a Star Wars theme to it.
Right.
And so for there's a day that Star Wars fans have made into an unofficial Star Wars day.
May the 4th.
May the 4th.
Yeah.
And it comes from the phrase, may the force be with you. Well, they
yes,
just
sir.
Say, may the 4th be with you. And so that's Star Wars Day. So on May the 4th, the restaurant had hired a young woman, 19 years old, to parade around in a stormtrooper costume. If you've ever seen these, they're made out of stiff plastic. And you can't tell who's inside. They've got a helmet. They've got gloves. They've got shoes and gauntlets, and they cover the whole body. And they're stiff, and they're hard to move around in. And she had a plastic blaster that she carried as well as her armament. It was a plastic toy. Well, a couple
right.
of people called the Canadian police, and they showed up. But a little before that, an amateur videographer showed up and took a little video of her, and then he left, but he sees the police cars coming with lights, and he goes back, and here they have ordered this young woman to drop her blaster down on the ground, and then they're ordering her to get down on the ground, but she's telling them, look, it's a promotion, I'm here hired by the restaurant. The restaurant owner comes out and says, hey, it's a promotion. She's here hired by me. But they force her to get down on the ground. She has a hard time doing it because of the stiffness of the costume.
Right, right.
And eventually they push her down on the ground and take off her helmet. Somehow in doing all this, they managed to bloody her nose, and then they handcuffed her hands behind her back. I mean, this all happened after she'd put this plastic toy on the ground. I mean, it's just utterly insane, and it was mostly caught on video. So you can see what's going on. You go, why are these people, why are these cops being such idiots? Are they so wedded to some doctrine or another that says whenever you confront a person, you have to put them face down on the ground and then handcuff them? I mean, she wasn't violating any law that I know about. Canada is not yet like Australia, where it's illegal to have a plastic replica unless you have a permit of the same difficulty to obtain as for a regular firearm. And it was clearly a plastic toy, and she didn't have it in her hands any longer. I mean, she could barely walk in this uniform. She couldn't run away. It was really silly. Now, I did get a good look and got a couple of screenshots of they had some what were probably real assault weapons that the police had. And because of a very distinctive flash hider in front sight, I was able to ID them as SIG 551s, which is their, I think it's 10.8-inch 223 carbine, which has a short barrel, a folding stock, a flash hider, 30-round standard magazines, and a pistol grip. Now, if they're so useful to police, why do those people who want to disarm the public say we shouldn't have them? So, it was silly, and the public reaction against it was pretty strong, enough to cause the police in Lethbridge to say they're going to investigate, but I doubt much will come of it.
Right. Do you think it's because they just banned assault weapons and they've got, they're still playing on the fear? Do they have to do this? And if this is the case, I mean, I look at this. See, I think the whole coronavirus thing is all based on fear. It's based upon ginned up fear. And, have they been ginning up the fear for guns and everything to wear Star Wars figures?
They are trying to, and they have probably some luck at it. And, yes, they are opposed, I think, to the mere idea of people being armed.
Of guns, yeah.
They really don't like the idea that people would have power to actually defend themselves. And while it's not quite as bad in Canada as it is in Australia, and Australia is about maybe not quite as bad as in England, what they've done in each one of those countries is they've made it illegitimate to use firearms for self-defense. When you are obtaining a firearm, it is not a legitimate reason to have one for self-defense.
Right.
And they basically have to do that because once self-defense is recognized as a legitimate reason to have a firearm, how do you stop anyone from having one? Because everybody could reasonably have a reason to defend themselves. Now, for some queer reason, in a lot of places like in New York, they say if you carry large amounts of cash, that would be a reason to get a permit to have a firearm. So the common person's life is not considered as valuable as a merchant who carries large amounts of cash.
Or diamonds. The diamond merchant area is full of guns.
And that's going, well, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. But the powers that want us disarmed want to be able to grant at their discretion who they allow to be armed or not. That's really the crux of it. And yeah. In Canada, they just, without a vote, there was no vote, the Prime Minister just said, these 1,500 models, which are, they had like all the Palmetto State Arms models listed in order to bump up the numbers, I think.
Yeah.
And they just, by a stroke of the pen, said, these are banned. But then at the same time, they say, well, but those people who have them will have 2 years to get rid of them. And, you know, it made no sense. But so much of what we see as, quote, gun control doesn't make any sense. It's not logical or rational.
Very true. Very, very true. I don't know. I look at what they're doing there, and I it's interesting to see how they regard us. Because they sort of regard us as cowboys, don't they? They look at us and say, oh, just a bunch of cowboys.
And they try to make that into a pejorative term.
Yeah. So,
where does cowboy have a negative connotation with it?
I don't know. That means I'm John Wayne. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm going, well, okay, so I'm not supposed to be insulted by that?
Nope. Well, I mean, they can say that if they want to, but it's not a very good thing to say because that ain't working out too well for them. I'm almost certain of it. But we're coming up on the next break, and, well, what can I tell you?
Well, after that, we can talk about the Supreme Court a bit.
Let's do that. Let's absolutely do that. I know that you had two articles sort of back-to-back pretty quick. But for Dean is a very prolific writer. He is the most read of the writers at anywhere that is a gun blog, a gun aggregator of news, whatever you want to call it. More people read his stuff than anybody else's stuff out there. Well over 3,000 articles already written, and about half of that you can find at ammoland.com. Like I said, if you finish that, let us know. He'll tell me where the rest of them are. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we had a little movement this past week, some signs of life out of the Supreme Court. I saw another case where where Ruth Bader Ginsburg went after the Ninth Circuit. Did you see that? Some immigration case?
As I recall, it didn't have anything to do with the Second Amendment.
Well, right, but what I'm saying is that
unanimous agreement that the Ninth Circuit had wrongly decided a case, and that was good. But what I'm seeing in the Supreme Court is a serious split, where you have 4 justices, and I would say it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan, that from a leftist standpoint, they are heroically and desperately working to hold back the tide of originalism and textualism, which would return a rule of law back to the Constitution and the Republic. And then you have 4 justices, Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Neil Gorsuch, and Brett Kavanaugh, that are originalists and textualists, and which would return us to a rule of law and a republic of limited power. And then you have Chief Justice Roberts, who seems to be kind of vacillating. Ever since the Obamacare decision, people believe that he is, can't be totally relied on to be an originalist and a textualist, and for some good reason. So that's what appears to be happening on the Second Amendment anyway.
Right.
Is that neither side, and Justice Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, seems to have taken the place of Justice Kennedy as a swing vote. And it really surprised me because they had done quite a lot to say they were going to decide this New York Rifle and Pistol Association case. And then they ruled it moot, which I was somewhat surprised at. But then they moved 10 Second Amendment cases to be heard at conference. And this goes a little into the deep side of the Supreme Court, but when they hold a conference, it's secret. It's as secret as any top secret facility in the U.S. military.
Right.
And they go into this room where there are no recording devices, and that's very carefully kept clear of bugs, and they have severe security on it. And there they can talk freely among themselves about how they're going to handle various cases. And on the 1st of May, I think it was, it was a Friday, they discussed these 10 Second Amendment cases. And Justice Thomas has been heroic in this, and he's saying we cannot keep treating the Second Amendment like a second-class right. It is a full, fundamental constitutional right, and it needs to be protected as such. And I'd say he's got the three allies of Alito and Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. Well, you have the people on the left that I listed, and they don't like the idea of the Second Amendment as a fundamental right, and so they don't want to protect it and uphold it. And I suspect that what happened in this conference is that maybe, and this is pure speculation, I have no knowledge, this is one of the most tightly guarded secrets in the country, so I'm purely speculating.
Right.
The speculation is that Justice Roberts, Chief Justice, just said, well, let's let the people decide. Let's not do anything about it until after the election. You know, if Trump is reelected, then we can decide what we're going to do about it. But until then, we don't need to do anything. That's my guess.
Well, that's what I think, too. I think that they're trying to, I think that some of those, the four, I think, you know, Thomas, Alito, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, they probably know better what Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to do than anybody else out there.
Yeah,
right?
I agree.
So
absolutely.
Because apparently she's pretty cordial with all of her associate justices.
Colleagues on the court, yeah.
Yeah, so there, and plus, she's been sick, even though she, she's been going after the Ninth Circuit.
Yeah, they mentioned that she was calling into the court from the hospital room, so she obviously has problems.
So they're probably looking at this, and one of the theories that I've heard is that they are just trying to make sure that when they do hear it, that they can, you know, get the 5-4 that they need.
Well, exactly. I mean, what would be the point of agreeing to grant a writ of certiorari and get the case before the court and then have the Second Amendment gutted in a 5-4 decision against them?
Right.
There would be no point to that. And I agree. And they, it's hard to believe they aren't thinking and probably not saying, well, how long is Ruth Bader Ginsburg going to be a justice? It's hard to believe they aren't thinking about that. But she's a tough old bird, and she's hanging on. I've got to give her some credit. She's she seems pretty tough. I think she's 87. Didn't she just turn 87?
I don't know how old she is. I don't wish her any ill will at all, you know, but I do.
No, like I said, I have a lot of respect for her toughness. I disagree with almost everything she does intellectually, but she was on this unanimous decision, which I think was decided correctly, as you noted, against the Ninth Circuit.
Right.
So it's really a philosophical difference on whether the Constitution is a living document that we can shape to whatever desire we want with the time, which is the progressive view, or whether it's a contract with the people that can only be amended through the amendment process, which is my view, and I think the one that the founders had.
Right.
And I don't think a contract is very useful when you have nine people who can decide to change it against the will of 150 million others without any of their say-so in it.
Yeah.
And it was designed in large part, not the only thing, but in large part to protect the rights of a minority. And gun owners right now, even at 100 million, are a minority in the country. I think we could argue that it was also designed to protect the rights of the majority, and that has also been whittled away by giving the government more and more power over the last 70 years or so.
Do you honestly believe there's only 100 million gun owners? Because that's how many they said we had when Obama got elected.
It's so hard to know.
Yeah.
It is really a very difficult number to know. We go from surveys and from other things. We probably added 1 million or 2 million gun owners just in the last 2 months.
I mean, Obama, under Obama, there was 100 million background checks by June of 2013.
Yes, we added, by my calculations, figuring out the actual number of guns, and these are from BATF reports a year later on how many were imported, exported, and manufactured. We added about 100 million guns during the last decade, most of them under Obama. Well, actually, we've added a lot under President Trump. It's just that the level was brought up so high by President Obama that it just seems normal now.
Right.
So it's really hard to know. I like the 100 million figure because it's a nice round figure, and it's probably about as good a guess as anything else. On the left, some of them are claiming we're as low as 60 million gun owners.
Well, that's fine. They can think whatever they like as far as that part goes. I don't care. I don't care.
And I've heard estimates of 150 million gun owners, which I think might be true, too. We don't know.
I think that's more like it. But anyway, before we run out of time, first of all, I'd like to thank you for all the time that you've spent in this time slot, and I look forward to all the time you're going to spend in the new time slot next week, and I can't think of a better way to end this particular run.
It's always a pleasure, Bill. I always enjoy my time on your show.
Thank you, sir. We will be back on Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern, starting Monday. And between now and then, if you would, please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.